Good afternoon. Welcome into another edition of Talk of the Town. I am Jason Allen. Today I'm joined by Dave and Serena Conklin and Mike Jamerson. And first of all, thank you guys for being here with us today on Talk of the Town.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So we're here today to talk about hunting for a cure, which benefits St. Jude's. And I just want to talk a little bit about what the event is and St. Jude's and how it's kind of all involved with each other. And Dave, I know that you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, for the past 10 years, I've been traveling to Tennessee in the month of March and helping guide for a program called Hunting for a Cure. It's a benefit for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. It's an outdoor activity program where kids come from all over the United States, literally all states throughout the United States, and travel to Southern Tennessee for this weekend event. It's an actual turkey hunt. We take kids from all over on this turkey hunt, and then there's a fundraiser that goes on. There's a lot of make-a-wish type activities and people that come in. Not all the kids are sick. Some of the kids are just healthy kids, you know, like Serena, that wanted to come and help out with the event. So it's a great program. It all started, like I said, 10, 11 years ago. A friend of mine from St. Mary's, Dale Whaler, Dale and Tammy, a lot of people know him, great people. Dale had, at that time, been traveling a lot, and he works in the powdered metal industry, and he had heard about this. I think a friend from Detroit or something had told him, and he called me up one day. He says, "Hey, would you like to go hunting in the spring, on a hunting trip in the spring?" And I thought, well, geez, yeah, that'd be great. He said, "Well, I got to find out a little bit more about this, but there's this place that needs some guides. Would you be able to come and help?" And I didn't even know what it was about or knew if it was for St. Jude's or whatever, but I said, yeah, I guess, yeah, whatever, sure, exactly. Sure, I'll go. He says, well, okay, you're not going to take a gun. You're just going to go and help. I said, okay, good enough, I'll go. He said, is that all you need to know? I said, yeah, that's good enough, I'll go. So anyhow, he facilitated it and coordinated the whole thing and actually traveled with me the first year. And after I've gone, it's just been a whirlwind since, and I'll probably go until I, you know, I'm not able to again. It's just that wonderful of an event.
So the hunt for a cure, the turkey hunt, all that takes place in Tennessee then?
Yes, sir, in Savannah, Tennessee, which is Southern Tennessee. The wildlife in that area is very abundant, and what happened is two gentlemen, Davisons from Savannah, Tennessee. Of course, no one from here is going to know them, but
sure.
Barney and Mike Davison just dreamt this idea up to start raising money for St. Jude's. And Daryl Worley, country music singer, was from Savannah, and he had a lot of connections with country music. You know, he had a whole bunch of people come early on in the event. You know, Montgomery Gentry was there, Troy Gentry. We hung out with him for the whole weekend, Dale and I, and the first year we went, and Nashville Radio was there, which, you know, Denny Heindel can tell you is really influential in country music. It's huge, you know. So they were there, and all kinds of TV people and whatnot, and it was pretty exciting, and that's how the event started. You know, it was basically through country music. They brought these country music people that were interested in the outdoors. Daryl Worley kind of helped the Davisons do that, and then they started this program, Hunting for a Cure, and you know, it's kind of history ever since. Every year, kids come again from all over the United States, and from guides come from all over as well.
So, when is the hunt this year?
The hunt this year is when, Mike?
March 25th and 26th, I believe, is the day. Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, 25th.
So now, if somebody's interested in going along, whether they're involved with St. Jude's or not, how would they get a hold of you or get some more information about going down and hunting for a cure?
Well, I can give you my cell phone number,
okay,
which is 814-594-3085. And would you want them to call the garden center?
Sure, they could call Cane Lawn and Garden at our garden center. Or they could even directly, if somebody wanted to participate in the event, you know, they could actually just go on their website, huntingforacure.net, and it tells all about the program and what goes on with it. Mm-hmm. So,
and there's a bunch of people down there, landowners that give up their land for, you know, 2 days. You know, some people get 150 acres, some give up, you know, 2,000 acres.
Right. And all the kids that are disabled and the patients from St. Jude's are set on the best properties, and that's all pre-coordinated. We go down early and help coordinate and help set up, and they have a large guide landowner meeting. This is a large event. I mean, if you think about it, we're taking 80 or 90 kids along with a lot of camera crews, along with guardians. You have a guide, you have a guide assistant. It's a lot of people. You know, it's a lot of coordination, and you're basically going to 80 to 90 different pieces of property, you know, and it's a, what is it, Mike, about a three-county area.
Oh, yeah, it's three-county. It's big, the whole, and you get all them people that are, I mean, they're so generous. They're so nice down there.
Yeah, wonderful. You know?
Are there certain restrictions about who can sign up to go? I mean, is there an age group?
Yes,
et cetera.
What's the age, Serena? Up to 16, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, up to 16 years old.
Okay. Yep. Now, Serena, you actually went last year?
Yes, sir.
Was that your first time going?
Yeah, it was my first year. Last year, like, I knew what my dad was doing, and I really wanted to go, so I asked them to sign me up, so now I'm going again this year, too.
What was your experience like last year? I mean, that's, I don't know if you drove down or if you flew down, but that's a long way from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we drove, and it was like 13 hours, and it's just a really long time in the car, but it's worth it because it's really fun down there, and there's a lot of nice people, and it's just a good experience.
Now, when you got out to go hunting, you got to go hunting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any turkeys? Did you get any turkeys, more importantly?
Well, actually, we were on property that was near somebody else's, and we were really close to one, and I think they shot it, but even though it was on the property I was hunting on, I think they were like trespassing or something on the property I was on, and they shot it before I did, so I didn't get one last year.
Oh, that's all right. But you had a good time.
Yeah.
And how long did you spend hunting?
We were up at really early in the morning until like, what, the afternoon? Like, mm-hmm. Early afternoon for 2 days.
For 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have any other events going on while you guys were down there that you took part in?
Yeah, there was an auction that we went to, I think like Saturday night, right?
Yeah,
Saturday night. We went to that, and then the next day they had the landowners meeting that we all went to, where we talked about like what land you were going to hunt on, and there was a man speaking there too, and we helped out with the raffle tickets there.
Now, do you hunt turkey in Pennsylvania as well?
Yeah, I do.
So what's different between hunting turkey in Pennsylvania versus hunting in Tennessee?
There's not that big of a difference. When I hunted in Kane, I was with Mike, actually. And when I was in Tennessee, I asked to go to my dad, to go with my dad, like for him to be my tour guide instead of somebody else.
Who's better at a tour guide?
I think they're both pretty good.
Smart kid. That's a smart kid. How long have you been hunting?
Last year was actually my first year. My first time hunting was in Tennessee, and then I like it, so I'm going again this year.
So have you gotten a turkey in Pennsylvania since?
Yes, I have. I got one last year with Mike.
So what was that like to be able to finally get your first turkey?
It's really exciting. I think he was more excited than I was.
I definitely was.
Yeah, his hands were shaking and his phone fell out of his hands.
Yeah, I was really nervous.
Yeah,
they got it all on film, which is great.
Yeah, that's
Scott,
great.
Scott yeah. Smith from St. Mary's was kind enough to go with him, and he does a lot of filming with our other companies. So he's got the whole thing on film, and we produced Sean Perry from Kane, who has been real active with making movies. He's ended up moving to New York. He actually went to the Hunting for a Cure 1 year and filmed. And Sean's working on actually some publications for St. Jude's right now, as well as we built a TV show with a whole bunch of different footage. And what we're going to do is try to air the TV show, and then the commercials on the show we're going to dedicate to St. Jude's.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, Serena, you're going back again this year. Mm-hmm. What are you looking forward to most?
Hopefully that I shoot a turkey this year, because like I didn't get one last year. And also just being around all the people there and helping out, because it's really fun. And
you're looking forward to it. That's good to hear. And I'm sure you're also looking forward to the 2017 sporting fundraiser that's coming up as well. Mm-hmm. That is actually in this area, so that you don't have to travel to Tennessee for this. It's Saturday, March 11th from 8 to 4 p.m. And I know, Mike, you can talk a little bit about the whole fundraiser.
Yeah, we're going to have a Jeep run. It's like the Jeep Jamboree, but it's... And you don't have to have a Jeep, just a four-wheel drive vehicle. And it's going to be a moderate ride. And Kenny Kane is going to head it up. So, and it's all going to depend on the weather. You know, if it's we get a couple feet of snow or icy or something like that.
The route will kind of be determinant regarding the weather.
Yeah. Sure. So, you know, just a nice leisure ride. You know, it's $20 per vehicle. You can have as many people in there as you want. But prior to it, at 8 o'clock, well, it starts at 8, but prior to that, we're going to have breakfast at the Kane Fish and Game Club. And it's going to be the guys down there. We're going to cook breakfast. Anybody can come to that, just not the, you know, the guys going in the vehicles. And then it's going to run from 9 to 11 o'clock, maybe noon, for the ride. But you can turn around and come back at any time. I mean, you don't have to follow.
Now, assuming, you know, it's going to be nice weather, you know, let's just assume, which you can never do in this area, but for the sake of the argument, where about is the ride going to be?
When we talk to Kenny, he's thinking it's going to be down towards the dam on the forestry roads there, and then he has maybe some other land that we can go on. You know, we get the right of way to go across there and stuff, but it's all depends on the weather and... You know, but mainly down by the dam, somewhere down there on the forestry roads.
Now, is that area that, you know, there might be people that you probably couldn't do the whole thing, because is any part of it like on private property that
some
you know,
of it are,
okay.
could be on private property?
Okay.
Yes.
So.
Yes. You know, it's not going to be all forestry road. I do not believe it.
Okay. So, you know, at other times of the year, you might not get to go out on this kind of a ride, but for this event.
Yes. So it's going to basically, if it's been muddy or rainy for a whole week, you're not going to go on a lot of forestry roads either. So,
right.
You know, we're going to, it's all based on the weather.
Right. Of course.
Know? And there's a lot of people that won't bring their Jeeps out in that kind of weather either.
What a waste of a Jeep.
Well, they got a lot of money in them, so, you know.
I don't but anybody them, can. But, I mean, yeah. they don't have to have a super four-wheel drive vehicle. Yeah. Any you know, any Jeep or any four-wheel drive vehicle, anybody that just wants to kind of get in the convoy and go along and be part of the event.
And Kenny says he'll pull anything out of the ditch with his Jeep. So
that's what he says.
You know, it doesn't matter for whatever vehicle, you know, name brand. So he'll pull anything out or drive over.
Even a Mitsubishi.
Hey, he'd love to pull one of them out.
All right, what else do you have going on during the fundraiser?
Then we're going to start serving a spaghetti dinner around 11, and we're just going to serve spaghetti dinners until we run out, you know. And it's $8 a plate, but it gives you spaghetti and meatballs, gives you corn, a roll, and a drink. So we need everybody to come down hungry, and we're also going to have like a Chinese auction there. We'll probably have some stuff that's been donated, and just take a chance on a few things down there.
And now, I was going to ask if you're going to have the BB gun air rifle egg shoot.
Yes, we're going to have that. I believe that's at 1 o'clock. Yes, it's at 1 o'clock, and we want little kids to come down, and it's going to be there'll be parents there, and that it'll be safe. So
we have a member of the the Pennsylvania Game Commission that's going to come as well.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And help out with it.
And, you know, we're going to teach gun safety. You know, it's all about
it's good.
That, you know.
Serena, are you going to join in the BB gun and air rifle egg shoot?
Yeah, I've actually never done it before, but I think I'll give it a try.
Oh, are you going to win it?
Hopefully.
But the eggs will be hung actually on fishing strings, so it'll be out there swaying a little bit. So.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You miss it a little bit. Oh, got to go a little to the left. Yep.
Yeah.
And you're also going to have the band there, am I right?
No, the band don't start. Well, the band don't start until... What time is it?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock at CJ Spirits in Kane.
Okay.
Yeah, and Joe Kreitzer is going to sing for a couple hours there, and there's a $5 cover. There'll be some other activities going on at CJ's, and those guys were kind enough to, you know, to help out with it. So everybody's been just so great. Anyone that's even heard of this, you would not believe the calls that we've got. I mean, it's just crazy. When this first got proposed at the Kane Fish and Game Club, the members actually voted on it right there. I wasn't able to be there, but I'd got a call, you know, soon after their monthly meeting last month, and they said, well, I'll tell you what, I'd asked a gentleman to stop down and ask if we could rent a club, and they said, no, you can't rent a club. We're going to give it to you for the weekend, as well as we're going to give you $500 to help out with whatever. So it's really great. And we're going to have a trap shoot as well. And this trap shoot is for anybody, kids. You know, we're going to have shotguns there for kids, you know, small caliber shotguns. This isn't something that a professional trap shooter has to engage in, which we're hoping that they will. We got such a great great groups in our area of great trap shooters. We're hoping they all show up, and maybe they can even help out with the kids a little bit, you know. But anybody whatsoever that wants to come and shoot a round of trap, it's a great sport. A lot of people have never done it. We want people to come out and try it, you know. And I probably haven't done it for 10 years, but I'm going to...
It's been longer for me.
Yeah, I'm going to bet a buck with these guys and see if I can beat them.
Oh, don't say that. they'll be honest for that.
Yeah.
Can you just talk about, Dave, you've been down to Tennessee there a couple times, I guess. Can you just talk about the impact that these types of events have on the kids?
Yeah, it's St. Jude's, to operate St. Jude's, it costs over $2 million a day. So, and the one thing that most people don't realize about St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital is there is only like 100 beds at that hospital, or to my knowledge, the last statistic I looked at. There's only St. Jude's is primarily a research facility. Mm-hmm. And how that impacts us back here in Pennsylvania and anyone, anywhere in the world, is that hospitals are linked to St. Jude's. For example, a doctor at Pittsburgh Children's, for example, can call St. Jude's anytime he wants to. He can talk with them. He can help they will help diagnose. And St. Jude's has literally helped cure childhood diseases. I mean, leukemia was a horrible, horrible childhood disease, and now they've really kicked it in the butt. You know, I mean, they've suppressed it to the point where if you get diagnosed with leukemia, you're gonna have a darn good chance of making it. But so St. Jude's is not only a hospital, but it's a research facility primarily, and they share the research with the whole world, not just an area in Tennessee, but the whole world. So it's a phenomenal place, really truly is. We flew into Memphis before and toured the hospital. Other times we flew into Nashville just to see Nashville and then traveled to the event. But it's just amazing the people that come from all over the United States to help out with this event, as well as the kids that come. You know, some of the kids are Make-A-Wish kids, like I said before. Some of the kids are patients of St. Jude's. I had a patient of St. Jude's several years ago, and some of the kids are healthy and just want to come and help and raise money. The event's raised over $1 million to date, but more importantly, it's given hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of youth children an experience that they normally wouldn't get.
Now, what are you most looking forward to as you go down to Tennessee this year?
Well, we all really truly want to what's called ring the bell. And if you are lucky enough to harvest a spring gobbler with your child, you come into the event and the child gets to go up and ring the bell. And that's probably what my aspirations would be. I had a young boy from the state of Alabama for the past 5 years. Dan Shields from Kane and I took him, and the kids can re-request the guide. So Dan and I took him, and we were really successful with him. So he was kind of bummed out when he found out that Serena was coming. He says, "Well, you're not going to take me this year?" I said, "No, Clayton." I said, "There's another guide group that's going to come down." We were talking with some friends of ours from Smithport, Craig Dean and his close friend Trent Neely, and those two guys stepped up to the plate and said, "Hey, we want to go and help out." And they're great hunters. They're starting a new company called Against the Odds Outdoors, and they thought this would be great. Can we come and help? I said, "You sure can, because I have a young boy that needs a guide this year, you know, because I of course wanted to take my daughters."
Right.
So they came, and Clayton was successful, and actually kind of got talking with Clayton's family a little bit, and we actually brought Clayton back to Pennsylvania, and we had just a great experience with him. He came, flew into Buffalo. Mike and I picked him up, and we spent the weekend turkey hunting in our area.
Great.
And he missed one here in Pennsylvania.
And he missed one here in Pennsylvania. We took him to New York State. Yeah.
Yeah,
he said the only thing was kind of weird about us people up here. He said he had a great time, but he said we talk really weird.
we
got a real weird accent,
about
he says.
Right? Yeah,
yes. Yeah, it's awesome, though. I mean, to go down there and see all them kids, and everybody just hangs out and waits for somebody to come in with a turkey. I mean, there's people there that's what they do. They wait all day long just to see how many kids walk through that door, yeah, to ring that bell. Yeah. I don't know if he'll request me again this year. Well, I've had the same kid for 3 years, and he's not a real good shot. He's missed 3 years. But
3 years.
But that's okay.
Pretty good success rate, though.
Yeah. And they
– It's consistent.
Yes.
That's great.
It's awesome. The people around there, and for them to raise that kind of money for other kids, you know, it's just great.
Yeah, you know, about – I'm gonna go with 4 or 5 years ago, the coordinator for the event called me, and he said – "Dave, I got a problem." He said, "We have almost 90 kids this year." And he said, "Four of our guides backed out." He said, I can't understand it. I can't believe they did this to me." He said, "I don't know what I'm going to do." He said, "Do you know anybody?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "We got a lot of good people." I said, I'll talk to some people that I know that are good outdoors people and love kids and hunting with kids and being with kids." And at that time, Dan Shields and I had been going every year. Before that, Steve Dine from Kane, you know, heard about it, and he went with me several years. But I talked with John Holt from Kane, and I talked with Mike, and those guys, I mean, they couldn't find out enough about it, you know. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, they were on their way to Tennessee. You know, John was a little resilient at first because he'd never flew before, but we got them on the airplane.
Since then, we drive.
Since then, they drive.
Yes.
But so it all started with just me. And like I say, I can really credit Dale Whaler for this, because Dale, you know, found out about the event and really, truly helped, you know, this area get involved. At the time that Dale and I went, there was a gentleman from New York State, from Quaker Boy Turkey Calls, that went and helped out. And then Dale and I were the only individuals from Pennsylvania. Since there's some guides that come from Virginia, I think South or North Carolina. I mean, literally, the guides and the kids come from, I'm speculating, but I wouldn't doubt 30 out of our 50 states.
That's pretty neat.
It's just great.
All right, let's remind everybody the details of the 2017 Sporting Fundraiser. March 11th, it goes on from 8 to 4. You've got a Jeep run at 9 to 11, registrations at 8. Breakfast served at 8. Trap shoot from 9 to 3. a spaghetti lunch at 11, a BB gun air rifle egg shoot at 1, raffle winners, you're going to have a Chinese auction and more. And just show up, have a good time.
Yes.
Yeah. Show up and have a good time. And you know, Serena, the kids actually were the ones that come up with the idea of the fundraiser. I mean, what did the boy from Indiana raise?
I think like around $10,000.
Yeah, there was a young boy from the state of Indiana that raised around $10,000 and brought it and donated it to St. Jude's.
Oh, that's
so
great.
The kids come up with the idea, and yeah. I guess, yeah, they showed up with cookies and muffins one day. I said, what are you guys doing? And they said, well, we're going to try to raise money for St. Jude's. I thought, well, that's a good idea.
Each kid's required to donate $200 or raise. They want them to raise the $200.
Right.
And anything that they get over that is extra. You know, but even the $200 that they raise initially all goes to St. Jude's, and then anything over like the $10,000, I mean, that's a big bonus for all of them. You know, and there's kids that raise $3,000, $2,000. You know, so any amount it will help
any
them.
Amount,
you know,
great. And how many Serena sent letters? What did you? How many people did you contact?
Over 200.
Over 200.
So if they all gave a dollar. You're at your $200,
and she's been getting return envelopes back. She sent what to businesses mainly?
Yeah.
She sent letters to businesses, and she spent a lot of nights up late, didn't you?
Yeah, signing my name on all of them and filling out the envelopes and addressing them.
And actually, it was her that started this. You know, the fundraiser. Back in their shop, you know, to sell the cookies.
Yeah, it was the
kid. And then we just kind of got on the bandwagon a little bit.
We thought, well,
to help her.
That's a great idea. And if communities from all over the United States are joining together and, you know, sending a diplomat, have you, to go and give the donation, you know, we're the only group from Pennsylvania. You know, this started with just me and one other individual, and then all these other people just heard about it and wanted to join. And I think last year we had 12 or 13 people from this area, from you know, Elk and McKean County, basically, that gathered together and headed to Tennessee to help out.
Well, you might be overwhelmed this year. Now we've got it on the radio.
Yeah, we're hoping.
You know, I mean, it sounds like a really fun event. And, I mean, I wish you guys the best of luck with your 2017 sporting fundraiser. And I wish you the best of luck in getting to ring the bell. So that'd be awesome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.